HuntertonChamberRadio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Sheriff's Office says they've opened a criminal investigation into the couple's disappearance and foul play is suspected. Investigators also releasing the 911 call made by Michael's son.
I'm worried about him, and their phones are off. They've been gone for 12 hours now.
There's been no activity on bank accounts, cell phones, or social media since the couple vanished. Anybody with information is asked to call the sheriff's office. I'm Valerie Perezo.
Liberia is confirming its second case of Ebola since the nation was declared free of the disease 2 months ago. The first case was a 17-year-old boy whose body was found in a rural area near the capital city of Monrovia on Sunday. 20 new cases have been reported in Guinea and Sierra Leone over the past 10 days. This is USA Headline News.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Styrofoam fans, well, the end has come. New York City's Styrofoam ban is in effect.
You kept my coffee hot without burning my fingers. You made a place for my takeout and wrapped it in warmth like loving arms, and yet provided a safe cushion for all my precious packages. Styrofoam, how will I go on? It's the day after the death of Styrofoam. Goodbye cups, plates, trays, and containers. Hello, more room in the waste stream. The stuff created somewhere around 20,000 tons of waste. Taking Styro's place, compostables, biodegradable, environmentally friendly, and more expensive. See you, Styro. Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
Here's a friendly heads up for iPhone users. You need to be...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The French President Emmanuel Macron addressing a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and quoting former U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, handed on for them to do the same.
And Macron calling for continued cooperation on issues of global concern between the United States and its European allies.
I do not share the fascination for new strong powers, the abandonment of freedom, and the illusion of nationalism.
Tragic breaking news out of Texas as a police officer, one of two who were shot at a Home Depot yesterday, has died of his wounds. He'd been shot while trying to arrest someone on outstanding warrants. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Moments ago, we told you of a police officer passing away in Texas of his wounds after being shot at a Home Depot yesterday. One of two officers shot by a suspect now in custody. Now we have to tell you about a massive manhunt that's continuing in the state of Maine for a suspect who shot and killed a sheriff there earlier this morning.
We have lost an outstanding deputy today who has served with great distinction for the last 13 years.
Officials issuing a nationwide alert for 29-year-old John Williams of Madison, Maine. Maine. They believe he's armed and dangerous. He's on the run after allegedly shooting and killing a sheriff's deputy and then stealing his police cruiser. Anyone who knows his whereabouts should contact their local police at once. The U.S. Supreme Court is listening to arguments challenging the third version of the president's so-called travel ban that was imposed initially during his first year. That revised ban covering people from several so-called high-risk countries. Challengers say it's anti-Muslim. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Lawmakers in the state of Tennessee are endorsing a bill to create a monument in the memory of unborn children, including the victims of abortion. The bill calls for the monument to be placed on state capitol grounds, funded with private donations. The state Senate's approved it, but the measure has to go back to the House, where it's already won passage. But now House members have to approve a Senate amendment that's been attached to the bill before it goes to the governor's desk. The Republican in a special congressional election in Arizona is the apparent winner of that race, as with most of the votes counted, former Arizona State Senator Debbie Lesko is 6 points ahead of the Democrat in the race. Steve Israel, the former Senate Democrat, says given that President Trump won that district by over 20 points, 6 points is close.
We didn't even recruit in a district like this. We called this a don't bother district. So Republican, so out of the realm of possibly winning that we didn't bother.
He was speaking on MSNBC, and congressional Republicans back on the baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, where a gunman opened fire just about a year ago. Today was the first practice of the year for that annual congressional charity baseball game. It was the first time Republicans were back on the field since the shooting that injured five, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. And Google has redesigned its Gmail for the first time since 2013, unveiling the new design this morning, calling it an expensive overhaul 2 years in the making. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The French President Emmanuel Macron addressing a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and quoting former U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, handed on for them to do the same.
And Macron calling for continued cooperation on issues of global concern between the United States and its European allies.
I do not share the fascination for new strong powers, the abandonment of freedom, and the illusion of nationalism.
Tragic breaking news out of Texas as a police officer, one of two who were shot at a Home Depot yesterday, has died of his wounds. He'd been shot while trying to arrest someone on outstanding warrants. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey.
Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor, nationally certified, have my master's in counseling. I have been bringing Counselor's Chat to you for over 5 years, and my sole purpose is to promote good mental health, help remove the stigma, and educate the public on mental health issues, which is quite a wide variety of things. We tend to think of mental health issues as depression, anxiety, addiction, anger issues, grief and loss, eating disorders, relationships, careers. There's so many areas where people struggle that it really are related to mental health issues. So that is my main goal. One of the things that I do is I try to see what's going on every month in terms of like national something-something month. Well, this month actually is National Stress Month, National Alcohol Awareness Month. These are some things that I've talked about thus far. It is also National Overeating, Emotional Overeating Month. So I thought I would talk about that. Now, I have in my practice worked with people who have overeating issues, food addiction issues, and who have bulimia issues. I've not really worked with anyone who has anorexia, primarily because I really believe they need stronger and treatment with more medical supervision. When I do work with people that have eating issues, I like them to work not only with their doctor, but with a nutritionist, so that we create a team of experts working together to best serve the client's needs. So what is emotional eating? I think it sounds pretty clear. It's the tendency to stuff our feelings with food. So we eat when we're stressed. We eat when we're angry. We eat when we are depressed. We eat when we're anxious. We eat when we're sad. We eat when we're celebrating. We eat when we're happy. Even when we're not hungry. And chances are, we're eating and not even noticing that we are full because we are working at swallowing down, pushing down the feelings. Often people who are emotional eaters crave sweet foods, foods that are very high calorie, high in fat, high carbohydrates, salty, crunchy. One of the things that's really interesting about that, things that are sweet, soft, high-fat content. Ice cream, puddings, mashed potatoes, pasta with Alfredo sauce, all of those kinds of things. Those types of foods that an overeater will pick basically has to do with nurture. So I'm nurturing. I feel like I need nurture. People who tend to eat potato chips, pretzels, pickles, pork rinds, things that are hard and crunchy, peanuts, popcorn. Generally speaking, those people tend to be struggling a little bit more with anger. Depression, either way, anxiety. So it's interesting the foods that we pick. Now, the thing that's interesting is the word nutrition and nurture come from the same Latin word. And it is about taking care of. So nutrition, nurture, I'm taking care of my feelings. Now, last week, I talked about grieving. And I don't think I mentioned this little story that is in the Grief Recovery Handbook. The authors of that book are not on the top of my head. But the Grief Recovery Handbook, they have a little story. A little girl goes to school, and she comes home very upset. People on the playground were mean with her. So her mom or dad or grandmother, somebody, says, "Here, have a cookie. You'll feel better." And what that does is it sets the child up to be distracted. So they eat the cookie. They feel better. They're temporarily distracted. The feelings are shoved down underneath the cookie and the sugar. And if the child wants to talk about it some other time, chances are, you know what, we already discussed it. It's water under the bridge. You know, let it go. And that emotion is never dealt with. It stays stuffed. One of the analogies that I like to use with clients, sweep it under the rug. Well, I keep sweeping those feelings under the rug. And eventually what happens is I trip over that huge mound of stuffed feelings under the rug. And it causes a lot of distress. Now, with emotional overeating, there can be a many, many consequences to that. Weight gain. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stomach problems, depression, mood swings. So I eat things with a lot of sugar, my mood goes up because of the sugar boost, and then my mood drops after an hour or so because my body's processed that sugar, and I don't go to normal, I go to depressed. I go to tired. And of course, food addiction. Food addiction can become a side effect of emotional eating. So you might want to look at for yourself, are you engaging in stress eating, emotional eating? There are some specific things that, because, you know, I'm going to say we all go to parties and things and we can overeat. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're an overeater. Oftentimes, however, it is related to stress, depression, anxiety. Also, the amount of food that you're eating can make the difference between binge eating and emotional eating. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Oftentimes, what happens with overeating is you don't necessarily move into one of those categories of bulimia, okay? But you may really struggle with your weight. You may not ever go into that phase where in bulimia. Now, bulimia, you can have someone who is bulimic who is not vomiting, but they may be doing lots of exercise, taking laxatives, doing things like that. That's an indication also of bulimia. Or, of course, the typical bulimic is eating and vomiting and eating some more. But part of what happens with someone who is an overeater is they're using food psychologically as a comfort. As a comfort and as a distraction. So if I'm distracting myself from a stressful day, I had such a stressful day on the way home, I'm stopping, I'm going to buy a pizza, and it's only me, and instead of having two slices, I have, I don't know, the whole pizza. It's similar to compulsive overeating, that again, compulsive overeating, shifting a little bit more towards mental health issue. Overeating, emotional overeating, you may not have a mental health issue. You have a coping skill issue. And one of the things that happens quite often in counseling is teaching people new coping skills. Oftentimes, people who are binge eaters eat much faster than normal. So an overeater may not necessarily eat faster. They just overeat. They eat till they're like, ugh, this just, I feel awful, and may even eat some more. Now, a binge eater will do that, but they will consume large amount of food. And like I said, oftentimes they will vomit and continue to eat large amount of food. And that is one of the primary issues around someone who is bulimic. Generally speaking, overeating is not based on just one singular cause. There are other causes. So yes, stress can be one of them. But one of the things that happens with stress is there's a rise in cortisol. Now, cortisol is a hormone that our body creates. It's similar to prednisone. And its effects actually trigger hunger. So the stress produces the cortisol, which produces the feeling of being hungry, even if you are actually not truly hungry. It just increases that feeling of hunger. It triggers that feeling of hunger. And also what happens is that stress triggers the body's fight or flight response. So we may breathe faster, have tight muscles, that stress also increases our appetite because our body needs extra fuel for the fight or the flight. So we got to fuel up to get going. However, chances are we are now distracted by the food and we no longer feel the fight or flight. So again, rough day at work, the boss called me on the carpet, I'm stressed, I'm angry. Again, angry, fight or flight. Well, I can't fight with my boss. I really am not going to go home and fight with anybody because I'm, let's say, living on by myself. So again, I stop, I get that pizza, I go home, I overeat. And after the pizza, you know, I hit that bag of chips. And so I can start craving things. So the pizza, okay, maybe because it's warm and there's cheese and that kind of thing, that kind of nurtures me. It's okay, but I'm still kind of angry, so I go for the potato chips. How dare he talk to me that way? Crunch, crunch, okay? So part of what happens is stress can contribute to developing emotional eating patterns because the cortisol, as I said, it stimulates our appetite and we eat. Oftentimes, people who connect with food or can use food for comfort, power, feeling positive, it helps them feel better. Again, helps them avoid feelings. Even when physically full, it becomes a mindless eating pattern. So what do I mean by that? Mindless. I am not even aware. I'm watching TV. I'm going through this emotion. And it's hypnotic and meditative in its action, in its behavior. So I'm eating. I'm watching TV. I'm not thinking. I'm distracted. Okay. I'm not dealing. I'm not coping. Okay. So there are signs of emotional eating. That's feeling like I have an empty stomach. Even though I had lunch. It's 2 p.m. My boss was hard on me. I'm feeling hungry. It's craving junk food rather than seeking a balanced meal. Again, like I said, pizza's not necessarily junk food if we eat a couple of slices. If we're eating a lot more of it, potato chips, pretzels, cookies, okay, junk food. I'm not reaching for an apple. That's not cutting it. And that oftentimes an overeater will eat because we're bored, we're angry, we're guilty, we're frustrated. So we're not thinking about what we're feeling, we're seeking comfort and relief through food. And oftentimes feel a lack of control. So I've just eaten a whole bag of potato chips after 5 slices of pizza. I don't feel well. I'm angry at myself. I'm angry at the weight I've put on. These are all indications of emotional overeating. So we can actually diagnose emotional overeating. People who suffer from this. It may not be genetic, and you may not necessarily have any other kind of medical condition, and you may not have moved into a compulsive overeater or a food addict, which is a real thing. I won't talk a little bit about that anymore. But there are standardized questionnaires or self-help tests. You can go online, and you know, I think pretty much if you're overweight, even significantly overweight, chances are you can look at yourself and know, yeah, you know what? I eat when I'm stressed. I eat when I'm angry. I eat when I'm frustrated. And I eat over emotion. Now, I know for me that I have that tendency to be an emotional overeater. I remember going and visiting my parents. It was always very stressful for me. I'd walk in the house. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Got anything to eat? Open up the cabinet where I always kept the crackers. And I would pull out a box of crackers and I'd start eating. And I would pretty much eat from the time that I got there, even though we had dinner, until we were finished, till it was time for me to leave, because it was very stressful for me. That is emotional eating. So think about your eating pattern. When do you eat? Why do you eat? Is it binge eating? Is it emotional eating? So binge eating. Okay, I've mentioned that before and I said it's different. than emotional overeating. Even though what can happen is you can start off with emotional overeating and move into becoming a binge eater. So someone who is a binge eater usually eats large amounts of food. So when you see, it's like some of these shows, My 600 Pound Life and these kinds of things. Yes, they're addicted to food. Oftentimes they're also binge eaters. They just eat unusually large amounts of food and they do it quickly. So someone who is just an emotional overeater may not be eating quickly. They're eating to distract. Also, a binge eater has loss of control. Oftentimes, someone who is an emotional eater, when the emotion feels under control, they stop. So, an example, my personal example, is when I would leave my parents' house, I wouldn't stop and buy some more food and eat some more on my... That was just a coping mechanism that I had at that time with being with my parents. Sometimes people who are emotional overeaters are not necessarily overweight, but someone who is a binge eater because of the unusual large amount of food that they eat, chances are they are, it is a cause of their obesity. So if someone has all those things, chances are they're a binge eater. The other thing, a binge eater does not necessarily eat because of emotion. So I may not be stressed, or at least I don't notice that I'm stressed, but I'm definitely eating large quantities. So what would that look like? Again, it would be like I'm going to the restaurant. Well, I'm going to say a good example. Monday, my husband and I, who is also a counselor, works for the VA, we went to a workshop, and we had lunch at a place called Harry's Deli, New York Deli. If no one's ever been to Harold's New York Deli, it is a treat. We ordered one sandwich that served up to four people, and personally, I think it probably served up to six people. You get a plate that's piled like this, really, like this, with whatever, if you want turkey, whatever. We got pastrami piled like this with a little slice of bread on each side. It's insane. They have cakes that are this tall, this round. Hey, yeah, we'll have a piece of dessert. You get a slice of that cake. One slice. It's insane. Now, most people, my husband and I included, we didn't get dessert. We didn't eat any bread. And we have enough pastrami for about five more days. So we took a doggy bag. However, there were people there, very large people, who would order a sandwich like that, French fries, large Coke, eat it all, and get dessert. That, okay, is probably either an emotional overeater or a binge eater. And if they're just doing that because of the desire to eat, lack of self-control, then this is an issue. And it may be binge eating. It may not be binge eating. It could be emotional eating. Generally speaking, when we eat, it's best to do it when we're not distracted with TV, to eat in about 20 minutes, chew your food, notice how you feel. In about 20 minutes, your stomach says to your brain, "I've had enough." Now, oftentimes we have been taught Eat everything on your plate. That makes us an overeater. We are taught, eat everything on your plate because there's starving children somewhere in the world. That is insane. But that's what we were taught, so we still overeat. We don't listen to our cues. And why do I say that's insane? Well, I use this analogy. So I apologize for this. If I have to pee really bad, some child peeing somewhere else in the world is not going to satisfy my urge to go use the bathroom. It's just not going to happen. So my eating everything on my plate is not going to make someone in India or Africa or wherever they are not feel hungry. That's just insane. It's better to teach, you know, take what you think you're going to eat, eat until you're full, and that's fine. You don't need to finish everything on your plate. Now, someone who is an emotional overeater may overeat once every couple of months because, generally speaking, their life is not all that stressful and they're good with it. But when stress hits, that's what they do. A binge eater, on the other hand, will eat 3 to 4 times a week large quantities of food and may do this over a period of a week to 3 months. That would kind of qualify them to be in that category of binge eating. So I actually need to take a couple of breaks. I started a little late. I was working on getting us up and videotaping. So I'm going to take breaks. It's really important to let our sponsors be heard. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in a few minutes talking about emotional eating and other eating disorders.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. offices located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I'm a certified, nationally certified counselor. I also have a small practice here in Flemington. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarol, O-R, counselor. I'm sorry, I do that all the time. Altarol, L-L, counselor, O-R, .net. You can follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. I am also on LinkedIn under Ruth Altamura Roll. So please follow me. I'd love to hear from you, get some comments from you. One of the things that I've noticed is in the past several weeks since we started videotaping, I have had a lot more views on my show, which is really exciting. Like I said, my purpose is to promote good mental health and help remove the stigma. Also, on May 5th, I will be offering a all-day seminar class on mental health. It's called a Spring Day for Mental Health. And you can go on to Counselor's Chat on Facebook and sign up for it. I would love to have you come and spend the day. It is $45. You go to Eventbrite, and breakfast is offered, lunch is offered, and we're going to talk about, things surrounding good mental health and what good mental health is. So those things are really important. And I'm just trying to see, I'm just going through here because I wanted to show you a picture of what to look for, and it's not coming up, not sure why, but of course, I'm a counselor, I'm not a computer tech person. I will get back to my topic, but I really did want you to see what... No. Well, I don't think it's happening right away, so I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe if I go there. I might be able to find it. Anyway, well, that is that. Let me see. So anyway, I've been talking about eating disorders. I've been talking about emotional eating, specifically emotional eating, because emotional eating can lead to other eating disorders. Emotional eating can lead to binge eating. It can lead to, bulimia, and it can lead to food addiction. So I just wanted to show you, here's a picture. If you look at this picture, Counselor's Chat, that's where you would find a spring day for mental health where you can sign up. Anyway, an aside. So one of the things that I want to talk about a little bit also, so you can see some of the difference, is What does a food addiction look like? Well, a food addiction, yes, I am overeating. However, there's never eating in moderation. And oftentimes there is a food of choice, like chocolate. So I will eat anything chocolate and will eat chocolate all day. It is like a drug and it's an all or nothing. I cannot have a piece of chocolate. I buy chocolate by the bags and I eat all of it, even though I may get sick from it. Part of what happens is my brain chemistry, okay, is being altered by the food that I'm eating. So it may make up excuses for the reasons why we fail to stop eating chocolate. It would be rude not to have a piece of cake. The chocolate was on sale after Halloween, so I had to buy it and stock up. I can't just eat some of it. I have to eat all of it. I notice mood swings. Don't ask me. I'm having an issue here. I crave it. I seek it out. I may even eat as if I am bulimic so that I will actually vomit it up so I can eat more. I hide it. So behind my file cabinet in my desk, like, but at the very back so nobody's going to see it. I hide it in my car. I hide it at home. I eat it in secret. These are all typical addictive behaviors. I spend an exorbitant amount of money on it. I eat chocolate rather than eating healthy food. Apple, chocolate, apple. Forget it. I'm not going to eat an apple for a snack. I look for anything that has chocolate in it. Chocolate cookies, chocolate energy bars, chocolate bars, chocolate ice cream, chocolate cake, chocolate pudding. I don't discriminate. So these are indications of a food addiction. And sugar, we can become addicted to sugar. We can become addicted to carbohydrates. And again, these are things that alter brain chemistry, just like alcohol, opiates, and other drugs. They alter brain chemistry, and we end up seeking out the drug of choice. So again, that is different from emotional overeating, because I am not eating out of stress. I am eating out of addiction. I'm eating out of a craving for that particular food. And an emotional eater is not going to hide food. An emotional eater eats because they're stressed. Now, someone who's addicted to food, will they eat out of stress? Sure they will. And eat. And they choose chocolate. It's like, oh my God, I've had such a rough day. I got to have a drink. I just had a really rough conversation. I need to have a smoke. Okay? So it follows the pattern of addiction. Not only that, I eat more and more of it. So again, that's a growing tolerance to it. Even though it's making me sick, I keep eating it. Even though I am vomiting, I keep drinking more. I may eat so much that I have brain fog. So emotional overeating may not get to that point, but it may. I mean, we can trigger these issues. We can trigger binge eating. We can trigger bulimia. We can trigger food addiction by emotional eating. And I will say, it's the same thing for alcohol. Sometimes we can use alcohol as a psychological stress reliever. I had a rough day. I have a drink. I had a rough day. I had two drinks. I had a rough day. I had four drinks. I have a drink at my office. I drink at lunch. Now, and it turns into, there's like a switch is the best way to describe it. I get switched on. Now I'm addicted to. So it's really important, if you think you're an emotional overeater, to get a good physical exam, to get a lab workup, see if you have some kind of other medical conditions, such as a Prader-Willi syndrome, which means your brain doesn't turn off and you're always hungry. There's questionnaires that you can answer, and they're even online. You want to make sure that you're not bulimic. Again, one of the differences is an emotional overeater may not binge three or four times a week, where a bulimic will. And you are going to want to seek some treatment. And I have a few more commercials, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about some treatment options if you find or feel that you are an emotional overeater. So I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll. I will be back in a few minutes with Counselor's Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about emotional overeating, talking about it's related to coping with stress and anxiety, depression, anger, frustration, joy, celebrating. So it doesn't have to be overeating. Emotional overeating has to do with how I cope with my emotions. Stress generates cortisol in our system, which triggers a fight and flight response, which then triggers our desire to eat. So that's another aspect of it. We feel hungry. We want to fuel up for that long journey ahead because we're going to fight. It's different from other eating issues such as compulsive overeating. Okay, so compulsive overeating is I just have to have it. So emotional overeating, I'm eating in a response to an emotion. Compulsive overeating is I just there it is and I have to have it. Binge eating and is where I may eat more frequently, 3 or 4 times a week, large amounts. Bulimia often includes using vomiting and went out of my head. Laxatives, lots of exercise. So there are differences in different types of eating issues, and of course anorexia, which it's the opposite end of the spectrum where you eat very little, exercise a lot, tend to be very, very thin, dangerously thin. But there are, side effects of emotional overeating, again, are type 2 diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, just to name a few things. So, yes, we can overcome emotional overeating. We need to teach the people who struggle with it healthier ways of coping, healthier ways of looking at food, develop better eating habits, add exercise, stress management, deep breathing, relaxation, mindfulness, using cognitive behavioral therapy. So identify thoughts and assumptions and belief systems that may trigger overeating, such as I can't handle it, so I have to eat. No, I can handle it, and I don't need to eat. So there's a change. And then, of course, a behavioral component. A lot of times I'll say to people, before you start eating, I want you to journal. Write down, what do you feel? What are you feeling? I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling angry. Well, instead of eating, I'm going to do something else instead. Go for a walk, listen to music. The other thing, too, is in that process, I may find myself going to counseling, getting support to learn how to manage my emotions better. And I may find myself in Overeaters Anonymous groups or other groups where I may find support. Remember, it doesn't have to get to a point where you move into some of these other disorders. You can, if you notice that you're having emotional eating issues, you can stop now and start making a decision to make a change. So I'm Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I do hope you go on Counselor's Chat on Facebook and like my program, like my Facebook page. I'm looking for people to follow me, to make comments. And again, if you are interested in some counseling, you can follow me. You can contact me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. And I wish you good mental health, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life.
Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News.
French President Emmanuel Macron addressed a joint meeting of Congress today as this ends his three-day tour of Washington. One of the topics, again, was North Korea.
France supports fully the United States in its efforts to bring Pyongyang through sanctions and negotiations.